जायो गिरे परधारी जायो गिरे परधारी कपिजाना बालाबा जायो गिरे बरधारी जायो गिरे बरधारी यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना जायो ब्रज जनरञ्जना जायो ब्रज जनरञ्जना तिर बन चारे जयो कुञ्ज बिहारे जयो यमुना तिर बन चारे जयो कुञ्ज बिहारे सयो कुञ्जबिहारे कपिजना बालाबा जायो गिरि वरथारे जायो गिरि वरधारे यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तिर बन चारे जयो कुञ्ज बिहारे जयो sayo, Yamuna tiravana chare sayo, Kunda vihare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayo Kunja Vihari Shraya Om Vishnupat Paramahansa Parivraja Kacharya Totara Sata Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Rantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayana Namaskritiam. Naram Chaipa Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet Shrimpatam Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Kridyantas Tohya Badrani Vidunati Sukrit Satam Nashta praesha badreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavatir utamash loke Bhaktir babati naishtiki Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya So reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 29 Talks between Narada and King Prachinavarhi Text 3. Yo vikyata hitrastasya purushasya sakeshwara yanna vigyayate pumbhir nama bhirva kriya gunai yo vijnata kritastasya purushasya sakheshwara yanna vijnayate pumbhir nama bhirva kriya gunai yo vijnata kritastasya purushasya sakeshwara yanna vijnayate pumbhir nama bhirva kriya gunai Matajis. Shasya Sakeshwaraha Navigyana Kumbir Yah, he who avigyata anon ahritaha describes tasya of him, purushasya of the living entity, sakha the eternal friend, Ishwara, the master, yet, because, na, never, vijñāyate, is understood, pumbi, by the living entities, nama vihi, by names, va, or, kriya gunaihi, by activities or qualities. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The person I have described as unknown is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master and eternal friend of the living entity. Since the living entities cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by material names, activities, or qualities, he remains everlastingly unknown to the conditioned soul. Purport. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unknown to the conditioned soul, he is sometimes described in Vedic literatures as Nirakara, Avijñāta, or Avan-manasa gochara. Actually, it is a fact that the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be perceived by material senses as far as his form, name, quality, pastimes, or paraphernalia are concerned. However, when one is spiritually advanced, one can understand the name, form, qualities, pastimes, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:55. Bhaktya man abhijanati yavyam yashchasmi tattvataha. One can understand in truth the Supreme Personality of Godhead only when one is engaged in devotional service. Ordinary persons engaged in pious and impious activities cannot understand the form, name, and activities of the Lord. The devotee, however, can know the personality of Godhead in many respects. He can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that his address is Goloka Vrindavan, and that his activities are all spiritual. Because the Lord's form and activities cannot be understood by materialistic people, he is described by the Shastras as Nirakara, that is, one whose form cannot be ascertained by a materialistic person. This does not mean that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no form. It means that it is not understood by the karmis or fruitive actors. His form is described in Brahma Sanhita as Sat-Chit Ananda Vigraha, as confirmed by the Padma Purana. Atasi Krishna Namadi Navabed Grahyam Indriyai Sevam Mukehi Jivadao Swayam Evas Puratyada. No one can understand Krishna as he is by utilizing the blunt material senses. However, the Lord reveals himself to his devotees, being pleased with them because of their transcendental loving service rendered unto him. Since the name, form, qualities, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, cannot be understood by the material senses, he is also called Adokshaja, meaning beyond sense perception. When the senses are purified by devotional activity, the devotee understands everything about the Lord by the Lord's grace. In this verse, the words Pumbi Namavir Vakriya Unai are especially significant because God, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has many names, activities, and qualities, although none of them are material. Despite the fact that all these names, activities, and pastimes are mentioned in the Shastras and understood by the devotees, the karmis, fruitive laborers, cannot understand them, nor can the jnanis, mental speculators, understand them. Although there are thousands of names of Lord Vishnu, the karmis and jnanis intermingle the names of the Supreme Godhead with the name of demigods and human beings, because they cannot understand the actual name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They take for granted that any name can be accepted. They believe that since the absolute truth is impersonal, they can call him by any name. Otherwise, they maintain he has no name. That is not a fact. Here it is clearly stated, Namavir Vakriya Gunai. The Lord has specific names such as Ram, Krishna, Govinda, Narayan, Vishnu, and Adokshaja. There are indeed many names, but the conditioned soul cannot understand them. Yo vigyata kritasta sya purushasya sakeshwara yanna vijnana yate pumbir namavir vakriya gunai. The person I have described as unknown is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master and Eternal Friend of the Living Entity. Since the living entities cannot realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material names, activities, or qualities, he remains everlastingly unknown to the conditioned soul. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Igrim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So before I start, I ask blessings from my seniors and for everyone, so we can speak on Srimad Bhagavatam and for my own purification. So, Krishna was described as Paramatma in the allegory of King Puranjana as the unknown friend. Avigyata. Avigyata means the unknown. Remember in the Sakayan Sukhridam, in the 28th chapter, also was described this unknown friend, the well-wisher of the living entity. So then Narada Muni is giving this allegory to King Prachina Varhishat. And in this chapter, Narada Muni is actually explaining what doesn't mean the allegory, because King Prachani Varhisat, he couldn't understand the allegory because he admitted that he's too much attached to fruitive activities. Volga Aishvarya Prasaktanam Taya Prahita Chaitasam. It's not possible, very difficult to practice even a spiritual life when one is giving so much value, Bahir Artha Manina, to the external energy of Krishna. So, this unknown friend, everyone loves, according to our philosophy. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, we have that love for Krishna in our heart in a dormant stage when we are conditioned. And we have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And we are in this material existence looking for Krishna. Because looking for that friend in so many different aspects. So the question of the living entity is always, where is Krishna? In different levels of existence, in different type of body, not only human beings, but insects, and aquatics, etc. They are asking the question, where is Krishna? Like Atmarama Prabhu was sharing to me that when he goes to China to teach Krishna consciousness, where it's a country where religion is not allowed. So Atmarama Prabhu is going there as a representative of the Indian culture. And he wants to present the philosophy as it is. So he wants to present Krishna, and he did it in a very nice way. When he has to explain who is Krishna, instead of saying he cannot say God because it's not allowed, but he presents Krishna as a definition that Jiva Goswami gives. So Krish means existence, and Na means the blissfulness. So Krishna is presented as the, if you chant this sound, Krishna, you will experience blissfulness existence. And that blissfulness existence is Krishna. Everyone is looking for that blissful existence. We are asking, where is my bliss? Where is my happiness? Where is Krishna? So Krishna is for everyone happiness. So that we don't, I have experienced seeing sometimes if you observe the roaches, they are looking for happiness, a blissful existence in anamaya, in food. And they use their tools to look for that nectar they are looking. And for example, during the if people are working in a kitchen, the roaches, they know that the pleasure is not there because they also want to keep their existence, which is pranamaya. They are afraid of death, so they keep high. But when the cooks leave the place at night, the roaches come and they have a feast. And that is their happiness of that they think that this is Krishna. They are looking in that anamaya of Krishna as the blissfulness of food. Which in Spanish we have a saying which says like, if the belly is full, then your heart is happy. So that's a way to look for Krishna in all spaces of life. But because actually it's Krishna, because it's the energy of Krishna. But because it's the external energy of Krishna, has a specific way that the external energy will never give full satisfaction to the living entity. It is meant to actually to frustrate the living entity in order to bring the living entity sooner or later to the point of surrender to Krishna through different ways. So therefore it's called Maya, illusory energy. So while giving the hope that you will find Krishna in your hankers, but you're always a step ahead of getting. Finally, always through mrityu, through death, Maya defeat the last attempt to enjoy through either way, anamaya, finding pleasure in sense gratification, or other ways I will describe. And then there is another chance a new birth. Narada Muni will explain later how this tendency to enjoy is producing the new body. So then, a new hope. Maybe this life, I will know Krishna. So the one god brother, he made a film of a man who loved too much his car. And this film is very short, but it's based on the analogy that Prabhupada gave on the car, that the car is the machine and the living entity is the driver, and Paramatma, the spiritual soul, is the witness, the Anumanta. So in this, it's very graphic how it is described, because this man who loved his car more than anything, he wakes up every morning, and instead of taking his breakfast, he gives breakfast to the car by giving different type of oils and gas. So he goes first to see what he has for breakfast, and then he's giving to the car, thinking that he's feeding himself. And then he's polishing the car, and then he goes in the car. But always there is a small boy, which is Paramatma, and he's in the car, and the boy is pointing to the mirror, trying to put the mirror so he can look at the mirror to himself, but he doesn't look at. When he's pointing the mirror, he looked to the other side, and then he become angry with that boy. And so he's driving, and in the way he's driving, it's like the years are passing. So sometimes he's driving and another car is next to him, and he looks at the car with envy because the car is better than his. So and the other person also look at him. So this is the meetings of the living entities in this material world. Like I look at the other cars, and we all have some envious if they have a better body, a better car, better ideas. If they have a worst car, then we try to take advantage of them. So this is the mentality in material existence. And then he's going in his car, and then he starts feeling that something is not working there. And he stops and he sees that the car, something has, and he's trying to polish the car, but the car is not the same than before. It's like old age is coming. And he's trying to find solutions through the external. He's not seeing that he's the one who's suffering. So he's trying to fix somehow or other the car. Paramatma is there bringing him some water. And he doesn't want that. So he's trying to give spiritual food. So the film goes like that till the point that he goes back to his home completely in distress. And when he gets out of the car, he actually dies. Then it seems that his scene changed, and he's waking up. He's waking up like it was a dream. So he's waking up, and he is doing the same. He's going to give breakfast to his car, and then Paramatma is there, and he's looking like, no. Like other life, he will be doing the same, trying to find pleasure in the external energy of Krishna, mistaking himself, Maya, yeah, Mohita, he's bewildered. And all the problems of the living entity are coming from that mistaken idea. So in the 10 countries, the sky hall, how the living entity is looking for that pleasure in different departments of existence. No? Like I say, anamaya, pranamaya. Pranamaya is the state of consciousness in which the existence, one wants to keep him alive, oneself alive. Like a child when he first says sees his mother as food only, not as a person. But then he realizes she is a person and there is other living entities, and he's also a living entity, and he realizes that. So he starts developing system of defense. So pranamaya is the existence of defense in different ways, through words, through physical ways. And practically all animals are in the existence of anamaya and pranamaya, looking for that happiness by having shelter, food, and sex life. That's all. This is include pranamaya. And the human beings also, we are going through that stages of pranamaya, but we have the perfect body of both that will indicate us, because the consciousness is more developed, that there is no full satisfaction just in eating, mating, and defending, and sleeping in pranamaya. If we are lucky, we use, but this body has that chance to make us understand there is no satisfaction on this. And we try to look in manomaya then, through the mental platform, through intellectual development, through art and other kind of way to express and try to get happiness. So we think ourselves that we are superior to animals. And in that way we create a culture of the body. We use all the mental, all the intellectual, all the intelligence to create a philosophy that is meant to give happiness but actually give frustration. So that, but there are living entities, human beings whose intelligence is being awake and through many lives they have been trying to get happiness to the mental platform, and they start realizing that they are different from the body. And this is Vijnana Maya. Vijnana Maya, when we understand that we are the soul and the body is different from the soul. This is Bhagavad Gita's second chapter, Vijnana Maya. But only the human being is valuable when we use for Anandamaya. Because if we understand that we are a soul and we are not the body, that there is no action. What to do? How the spiritual soul should behave? So then there is only detachment of material activity. So what has been given me so many sufferings through many, many lives. So now I want to be detached from this world. But there is no real understanding of what I supposed to do. This is coming in devotional service only. In devotional service is the La Bhakti Man Abhijanati is the only key that will allow us to know, to answer the question, who is Krishna? Where is Krishna? It's through, where is happiness? It's through that exchange of relationship that we were looking through Anamaya, through other living entities who are also conditioned. And now, placing that effort, that eagerness, in developing the forgotten relationship with the unknown friend, the avijñāta. And through that devotional service, real ananda, real happiness, is experienced in different degrees, according to the advancement of the practitioner. So, Prabhupada was quote that for trying to answer this question, where is Krishna? Once we come to the Vijnana platform, there are different paths, like the yoga path, the jnana path. Before that, it's only the karmic path, through sense gratification. But there is no way to answer the question, to know Krishna, really, in truth. And Therefore, what is suggested by the conclusion of the scripture is that this verse, Atasi Krishna Madina Bhave Grafya Indriya, that there is no way we can know Krishna through the same consciousness or the same attitude trying to know in the material existence, through even different path, it's using our mind, speculating about God. There is no way to know Him. So therefore, only by Sevon Mukhehi Shivada, by engaging the tongue or the senses in vibrating the name of the Lord and tasting the food of Krishna, very, very simple way. And then gradually the Krishna, this unknown friend, will reveal Himself. It's not by our efforts, it's by Leshanu Grihita, a small particle of mercy of the Lord, that we can know Him, that because He's pleased with the service. So before that understanding, we think that by being great in the material world, we can know Krishna. By being an important person, we can be happy, by being sophisticated. But this is not the way. And we have the example of King Prataparudra, that he was a great personality, but nothing of that aspect of being a great personality was helping him to know Krishna, to know, to have the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, this was a disqualification for knowing Him. And this is the disqualification of the living entity and even other path that bring pride to the living entities. Like the first item of knowledge is humbleness. But usually the knowledge brings pride when it's not with the mood of service. So King Prataparudra, there is in a purport, Prabhupada, when he was in the Ratha Yatra, he was doing, everyone knows, because we just have the Ratha Yatra here in Chicago, that we always give the service to one devotee to sweep the street in remembrance of of this great king, Prataparudra, who was doing this menial service of sweeping the street in order to allow Lord Chaitanya, Lord Jagannath, to go in his way, so everyone can see him. So he engaged in this menial service that for a king is an insult, it may be, to sweep. But it's interesting that by this simple activity he got perfection. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. So, Prabhupada said, he quotes a verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, he quotes a lot of verse in many purports. Atapite deva padam bhujaharer padam bhujadvaya prasada lesha nugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavam mahinno nachanya eko pichiram vichimbam. And he explained that one can know Krishna if he receives a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord. He can understand it. It's not by a personal just effort. And so the way the Prabhupada present Krishna consciousness to in the Western countries where people wasn't very knowledgeable of spiritual knowledge, he was working with young people. They didn't know nothing about Vedas, but he used to praise them as pure devotees sometimes. Even they know a few verses from Bhagavad Gita, according to other Brahmanas or Smartas, this is maybe nothing. but he was very pleased. He's the Yasya Prasada Bhagavad Prasada. He's actually the unknown friend, also Prabhupada. He's the representative of Paramatma, the spiritual master. And he's pleased, then Krishna's pleased. And this is the mercy. Then you are qualified for receiving this Leshanu Grihita. He said, Prasada Leshanu Grihita. This is a small mercy that will allow us to know Krishna. And then Prabhupada gave so many engagements based on hearing and chanting, but engagement like doing dishes and sweeping the floor, so many menial services, that by doing these simple activities you can achieve perfection with the proper consciousness. That's the great gift of bhakti and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that by simply engaging in chanting his holy name, at the same time that we are performing menial activities to understand that we are just servants, then the mercy comes. Like these Grihasthas of Srila Prabhupada, they went to London, and even big sannyasis, they tried to to preach in London, but they went there just with the essence of the Vedas in just the understanding the essence that Prabhupada was giving, that is service to Guru, just without faith in Guru and the instruction of Guru, Ekeha Kuru Nandana, they went to London and they fulfilled the will of all the disciples' succession, bringing Krishna consciousness to others in the Western country, and the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by bringing Krishna consciousness to London. And then Prabhupada was very, very pleased by that. And what they do? They just keep following the instruction of Prabhupada. That was just chanting and doing menial service, doing arrangement for, like, for example, cooking dishes to people, even that they wanted to contact the Beatles, so they make a menial service to, in order to reach them, they make a cake and then try to meet them, and they couldn't, but they were insisting to try to meet great so-called personalities in order to give Krishna consciousness. And so the other disciples all over the world also performing so many activities based on hearing and chanting and preaching, but performing so many activities that great personalities or spiritual priests, they will never do, like living in boxes, like in basement in boxes, cardboards, using cardboard. Now this is Shama Sundara, Mother Yamuna, Mukunda, they were Malati Matas, they were using these cardboards as shelter for some time in London. So who will do that? No, I'm a Brahmana. How I will sleep like that? You have to respect me. So they had this understanding, menial servants, like King Prataputra. He was just sweeping. So they will have so many aspects of ourselves. But what gives the mercy of the Lord is just the attitude, the service attitude to Krishna, and the understanding that we are just tiny living entities that has been trying to get happiness through so many attempts, and in all those attempts we are a failure. So then don't try to show up. To try to show that behind the spiritual master we are intelligent, and behind Krishna that I'm great and doing this service and that service. No, the attitude is that I'm just a fool, but I'm trying to be do my best, and therefore then we are qualified for receiving the mercy. Therefore, in the training in the temple, there is always a superior that will tell us you are a fool. Like, I have experience yesterday associated with a senior devotee. I feel really appreciated that. he make me under, like, made me realize that I'm a fool. And only through senior devotees you can understand that. When they give you their mercy, they take the time to tell you. Instead of thinking only, you're a fool, they will tell you, you're a fool. And then we have to understand, yes, I am, just by seeing my material body, I have to say, yes, I'm a fool. What else? What excuse I can give? Yes, I am this material world, I'm a fool, you're right. Therefore, I am here. So I want to end here. If there is any comment or some senior devotees, they want to add any point, or if there are some questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your practical and interesting class. It's always so sweet to me, personally, that through Lord Chaitanya we have this incredibly beautiful path to spirituality. It reminds me of like a parent who just loves their child so much and makes it very easy for them to be good. It seems to ignore a lot of things that the child might do, but just wants them to focus on just what are the basics. It's such a loving path. And I was thinking about how it struck me how, from my background in Christianity, I just was thinking, where does this fit, or does it fit in, or is it irrelevant? But you know, because the emphasis was on like the commandments. With a number of things that, you know, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not disobey your parents or dishonor your parents. Remember, you know, some of those things. The path was like the acts of mercy, you know, to visit people who are sick and imprisoned and to feed the hungry and so forth. And a lot of what I see in Christianity dovetails with the Vedic scriptures. I don't particularly see a connection. I think it brings one to tears to think how loving Krishna is to in this age of Kali Yuga, to help us focus so well on the basics. I'm just wondering, are these things from the Judeo-Christian background, are they irrelevant, or do they fit in somewhere, or I don't know. Maybe it's a curiosity that isn't too important, but it's very different from, when I think about it, it's very different from how I was brought up, how I was trained. You know, by my parents and through Catholic schools.
So, the question is, it's more like a comment, no? Like a
maybe
reflection.
Maybe it is.
You can help me. Yes. Well, yes, should be, and to always think of God, not to love God with all heart or mind. That is man manava mad bhakto mayaj iman namaskuru. So the principles are there. The process, I don't know, is in. The process is also they have they also have the prayers in Christianity to many verses that explain that you should glorify God, and so I have a trouble with English to understand all your words, so I don't have a clear understanding of the question. If what I understood according to Himanshu is just with parallels we have with Christianity. We have many. But like Jesus Christ was a bhakti. He didn't explain the bhakti process in itself, but he gave the essence. Just to love Krishna and all living entities. But we in the Vasana service we have a process described, like, which is sadhana bhakti, and this I don't see this exactly describing. I grew up in a Catholic environment, and I went to school, but never was clear to me all the what should I do when I wake up, what should I do when we have prayers also to do, but there was some point that it was disconnected, the regular life, day-to-day life with those prayers or things, because of some who were teaching. But I think Prabhupada said in an interview that there is enough in the Bible to realize God, at least in a public interview. But in other parts, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Purport, he said that it's meant, the Bible is meant for, I think, for lower human beings. That doesn't have all the explanations of the, like in this purport, Prabhupada is explained here. The devotee, however, can know the personality of Godhead in many respects. He can understand that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his address is Goloka Vrindavan, and that his activities are all spirituals. So Prabhupada used to say we have everything. We have the address of Krishna, the name, the form, etc. So these descriptions are not, we cannot find in so detail like in the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita. So it's more complete.
I don't actually have a question. I just wanted to express what he was saying. He said in Christianity they have more of a focus on like acts of charity. You know, those kinds of things, follow the Ten Commandments. So what does that connect anywhere in Krishna consciousness, or is that just like a totally separate?
It depends on the understanding. Any yagya should have chanting of the holy name according to our in bhakti, in our path, should have a holy name, distribution of dana, but distributing the mercy of the Lord, prasadam. Should be, the Lord should be glorified. The Lord should be glorified. And it does, and the chanting of the holy name through the chanting and the descriptions of the Lord. Then and should be Sangha. If there is not those characteristics, this is just on the mundane platform. It's called Karmakanda. And so charity by itself is not a spiritual activity. It's in the mood of nature. We have three divisions in Bhagavad Gita. But when it's performed with like a real charity, Prabhupada said, is giving Krishna to others. But we have also, like, we can have open hospitals and give food to the poor just to relieve them for the moment in order to give Krishna, so they can accept Krishna. You see, people are starving and they need food, but we would, anyway, Krishna Prasad. No? But the people doesn't have job, or some devotees, it's not their duty, because this is the duty of government. But if they can afford, because they have compassion, they will make arrangement to others, like Christianity, because it's more developed, they have system to give job, etc. But this is only meant in order to facilitate an environment so that people can practice Krishna consciousness. But by itself, charity brings no liberation, no, only brings more pain. In the sense that you get only material benefits. And when we practice charity without that, the understanding that the final charity is give Krishna consciousness, then we are entangled just in the mood of nature. And we are not really helping the person. We are we are acting in another reaction of karma, being an agent of karma. This person deserves that charity, so you are just an agent. But when we are doing charity of giving Krishna consciousness, then we are changing our destiny and the destiny of the receivers. Therefore, Prabhupada always emphasizes that in Christianity, I don't know, I cannot say which understanding they have when they do. So we don't criticize that, but we have that understanding. Charity is giving Krishna consciousness because it's a real help.
In the past, okay. You just made a simple statement to me before that, not me, maybe it was a class you gave a long time ago, that these are morality. These teachings are on the level of morality. It's just like to help people come to the mode of goodness kind of thing, basically. Yeah. Not even necessarily mode of goodness, but they're pointing in that direction. Be more selfless, you know.
Exactly.
Hankering after things that don't belong to you. Like,
yeah, you can help the living entity to realize, but if there is no God consciousness, assurance that the fruit of that will be love for God. Morality is changed always according to time, place, and circumstance. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam.